Well, key to the race to develop a vaccine for the new coronavirus is a technology that uses the virus's genetic code to essentially persuade your body to make its own vaccine. This technique is faster than egg-based manufacturing, which produces the majority of annual flu vaccines, and led to delays in distributing a vaccine for H1N1 during the 2009 pandemic. And as Bart Janssen at USA Today discovered, it's enabling a possible vaccine for the new coronavirus to be developed in record time. Bart, explain.
Yeah, I was taking a look at how it is that the coronavirus vaccine was being developed very quickly. What Anthony Fauci, the head of the vaccine development for the federal government, called record time. And I wondered how that compared to the development of flu vaccine just every year, because you hear about delays with that or choices that have to be made months in advance on flu vaccine. And so I wanted to take a look at what are different between the two types of vaccines.
All right. So as you point out, one of the main differences here is chicken egg-based manufacturing, right?
Right. That the regular flu vaccine, the vaccine that hopefully folks get every year in the fall to try to prevent getting regular old flu, has been developed the same way for about 70 years. You know, one scientist said, hey, it's a state-of-the-art technology for the 1950s. And what they do is grow the vaccine in hen's eggs, chicken eggs, and then make it, you know, so it's no longer an actual virus, but, you know, deactivate it and then inject it into you. And hopefully it prevents you from getting the flu that season. There are several concerns about it. One is that it takes, 500 million eggs. And these aren't eggs that you get in the grocery store. These are grown in very clean, very pristine conditions to have very top quality eggs. And then you have to decide, well, what sort of thing are you going to grow in the eggs each year? And it's slightly different each year. And so you make a choice in spring, and then it gets grown over, it can take 4 or 5 months to make as many doses as they need to make for all the people around the world. So then you're sort of stuck with, okay, this is the version we've got this year, and you cross your fingers, we hope we got the right version this year. Among, you know, a half dozen different choices. So it's those delays and the length of time it takes to develop flu vaccine is why scientists have tried to move away from egg-based development.
Mm. All right, so what's the 2020 version then of chicken egg testing?
Flu vaccine is absolutely still made with eggs, and we can talk about that a little more, about how they're trying to move away from it themselves. But for coronavirus, many drug makers, there are theoretically dozens of different types of vaccines under development right now as all sorts of manufacturers try to come up with something that could prevent us from getting this horrible new virus. And so one of the nifty new approaches is called, the short name is mRNA. So it's messenger ribonucleic acid. But just think, okay, mRNA, here's the easy way to think about it. You've seen the pictures of coronavirus where it's sort of a circle, and then it's got these little bulges sticking off of it. They usually make them a different color. Well, the bulges are spikes, and it's called a spike protein. That's the thing that's latching on to your human cells so that the virus can attach to you and then attack you. Well, they found with this mRNA process that if you mimic just a piece of that protein that's on the spike, that you can persuade the body to start the antibody response, the response to the virus, and maybe prevent getting the illness.
Boy, we're speaking with Bart Janssen, reporter at USA Today. He's got a deep dive on developing a coronavirus vaccine. So the hope here would be that this works for coronavirus and then some of this could be translated to traditional flu vaccine?
It could at least work for coronavirus. So what they're trying to test now, they have begun putting doses into people on March 16th. And that is what Dr. Fauci was saying was the fastest it's ever been done. They had the sequence from the Chinese on what the protein looked like on January 11th. And they started dosing people on March 16th. But then the time lag for developing a new vaccine is you want to make sure both that it's the right strength and also that, you know, that it doesn't cause a damage in some other way, and also that it actually fights the virus the way you want it to. And that's the thing that might take 12 to 18 months as they follow people who have been vaccinated to make sure it's both strong enough and doesn't cause other problems.
Thanks, Bart. Bart Jansen from USA Today. If there's a quiz on that, by the way, I'm already failing it, no doubt.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.